On a cold morning in March 1898, the Mayor of Norwich, the Town Clerk and members of the Sewerage Committee gathered at the corner of Barn Road and Westwick Street and then proceeded to descend through a manhole cover to the murky depths below. Why? They were there to inspect and celebrate a newfangled piece of heavy machinery that had been installed as part of an extensive modernisation programme designed to bring Norwich into the 20th century. Geologist, historian and author Matthew Williams explains that deep underground they witnessed the hissing work of a Schoen ejector, a remarkable invention that enables sewage to be moved uphill from low-lying parts of the city and deposited into higher-level sewers able to take the filth away by gravity. Among those present was Arthur Collins, the brilliant city engineer, who 20 years later was working on the river widening plan we featured a few weeks ago on its 100th anniversary. He was there with his assistant, Mr. Marshall, and Messrs. Delves, Millett and Rose, representing the various contractors who had helped get the ejector built. After ascending back into the daylight, the party walked the short distance across the newly completed New Mills engine house, not just to inspect another vital part of the sewage system. The secret ingredient that made Schoen ejectors work was a continuous supply of compressed air, and the New Mills building was an act of design genius to make use of the power of the River Wensum, said Matt. The new engine house replaced the centuries-old watermill buildings on the weir and contained turbines set in the river sluices that generated the compressed air to be piped across the city in a 9-inch steel pipe. Even the designers were nervous that there would not always be enough river power available, so a nearby building was converted to be a refuse destructor, an incinerator designed to burn domestic rubbish and provide backup power when needed, explained Matt. At a gathering of local dignitaries, tributes were paid to Arthur Collins, a man with extraordinary vision, and later the same year, members of the Association of Municipal and County Engineers came to Norwich to see what he and his colleague had achieved in Norwich, a happy hunting ground for the nation's top engineers. The city of Norwich should be proud to have a gentleman with the engineering ability of Mr. Collins to assist them in overcoming the difficulties to be encountered, and his name would be remembered in the city long after he had ceased to be connected with it. Wonderful photographs were taken of the official report that showed what progressive and forward-thinking city Norwich was when it came to public sanitation and many other fields too. Do we still remember Mr. Collins? Asked Matt. A man who learnt his engineering skills on railway tunnel and bridge projects across the country, he lived in a house at the top of Carrow Hill and must have had a great satisfaction in gazing across a city over which he had so much practical and beneficial influence.